From NPR News in Washington, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Much of the current controversy centers on our pre-war intelligence, summarized in the National Intelligence Estimate of October of 2002. This estimate asked if Iraq had chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. Let me be clear. Analysts differed on several important aspects of these programs, and those debates were spelled out in the estimate. They never said there was an imminent threat.
Today, by executive order, I am creating an independent commission chaired by Governor and former Senator Chuck Robb, Judge Lawrence Silberman, to look at American intelligence capabilities, especially our intelligence about weapons of mass destruction.
I look forward to that debate when John Kerry, a war hero with a chest full of medals, is standing next to George Bush, a man who was AWOL in the Alabama National Guard.
The president was honorably discharged. He fulfilled his duties. It is really sad that people are now stooping to this level, and people should condemn this.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. I'm really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
Well, for the second time in a few days, a New England Patriot is one on the road.
Today, we said clearly to the American people that in our country, our America, everything is possible.
As an old soldier from Arkansas, I just couldn't be prouder of your support in this first election that I've ever won. Thank you.
I have decided tonight to end my quest for the presidency of the United States of America. Am I disappointed? Naturally. But am I proud of what we stood for in this campaign? You bet I am.
In Michigan and in Washington, a message is being sent, and it's the same message that was sent from Iowa, New Hampshire, to Missouri, to North Dakota, to New Mexico, to Arizona, across this country. And it is the message that I am carrying to Virginia and to Tennessee, and the message is George Bush's days are numbered and change is coming to America.